This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. Here at BFM, everyone is dedicated to supporting our local businesses and giving them a voice. With that, all of our producers and presenters have come together to highlight some of their personal favorites in what we're calling the BFM Collective, every Friday on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Hi, you're listening to a special edition of Open for Business. I'm Alia Zafri, and today we're going to be talking about snack food. So if you haven't heard of them, Snack Food is a gift emporium that saw themselves closing down during the pandemic and have now reopened in a new location. Joining us now is Adeline Chung, founder and creative director of Snack Food, to talk about her journey in curating her gift shop emporium and how she's been doing since the reopening. Adeline, thank you for speaking with me. So now, take us back to the very beginning. How did Snack Food start? Where did the inspiration for it come from?
I moved to the idea of Snack Food in 2009 while I still had a full-time job. I was a branding director for an advertising agency. And at that time, I was at the pinnacle of my career, but I was also feeling the burnout of late nights and just fast turnover of the industry. So that's when I was looking outside to see what else am I capable to do or would I like to experiment. So I took a sabbatical at the time, a three-month sabbatical, and just to search, just to rest, and also to kind of see what to explore on.
What are some core values that you held to when developing the concept of snack food?
The core values that I fall back on every time is the spirit of discovery and curiosity. These two are really important to me. The freedom to be able to do things and to experiment and to take a calculated risk in terms of projects and merchandising and to how retail experience is designed is really important. And every time when I, you know, get into a sticky situation, these are the values that I always look back and say, okay, we're going to do it like that.
So you just reopened in a new location after closing down in 2020. Can you talk about some of the challenges that came your way during the pandemic that led to the decision to close down?
So at the time of 2020, Snack Food was already on its 10th year. It's like a decade, right? And I was already burning out as well. Oh gosh, I don't want to be a story of burnout. But I think there is a need to change every 10 years, our course of life. And I see this in the pattern. So in year 2019, end of 2019 to early 2020, I did say that that year is going to be a very experimental year. We will not plan as hard as we used to do and see what goes. And also because I would like to, you know, take a step back and kind of see where the business will bring us. And that's when pandemic happens. That 3 months of lockdown, which is the first MCO, I had a lot to think about what do we do? Because in our entire course of running the business, we have not closed the shop before. We run 7 days a week. And this was a really funny moment to be not doing anything for 3 months and watch the operation costs just go. And that's when I decided that maybe this is the time to take a rest again. If anything, I think that was a good time. Yeah.
Tell us about the reopening of Snack Food. What's the process been like to prepare for it?
So basically from the time that I closed Telawi in June 2020, I had 2 years, and that 2 years was pretty good because I'm able to feel afresh again, you know, get inspired by new things, new way of life during the lockdown. And when we had to reopen, it wasn't a had to, you know, it was a choice because I found a nice location and I was ready again with a new theme and a new mission. So opening up the new Snack Food in a new central location was pretty much intuitive. It has its own pace and really fresh, really fresh. Yeah.
What kind of support have you received throughout this reopening?
The most important support that I had was obviously my husband, my immediate family, my husband and my daughter, Jade. And then also my two good staff, friends now, Diane and Casey, you know, they were, when I had to say that I'm ready and I had to go and complete this setup in a month when they released the lockdown, they really did give me a lot of support to produce things from scratch and to conceptualize from scratch. And that it, within a month, that's quite considered quite fast. And then when we opened and we were announcing that we're open, we get a lot of rally from the community, from the brand friends. And that felt really assuring. Yes.
What are the major transitions that Snack Foods experienced since this reopening? How is the new location different?
The new location is different because it's a lot gentler and calmer. I'm located in a little space in a building. It's a commercial and a residential building. It has a lot of nature around us. We have courtyards and open spaces. So there's a lot of things that we could do outdoor instead of being cooped up within the space of the shop.
The tagline that pops up on all your socials is collector of happy things. How has this been reflected in the products that you have in store?
Yeah, I think it's a very positive and optimistic tagline. You know, collector is, when we first created the tagline collector of happy things, I was representing an array of collection, you know, a very eclectic collection of vintage items and that reflects the time of childhood. So it was a very happy memory at the time. And it has followed us since till today. And even though some of the eclecticness that we used to have in the store, we no longer represent, it is a kind of spirit in the curation and in the in the communication that we do and we live by.
Tell us more about what you carry. What are some of your personal favorites?
I love scent. Is in a form of candle and room spray. And actually, we do make playlists to go along with them and we create a mood to go with it. I think a lot of people that walked into our store would recognize that, you know, there's a signature scent that's going on. And I like to play with different kind of scent and that because they have different narratives and mood. And that will be one of my favorite product to develop.
So a thing I found interesting is how you've put an emphasis on the importance of the in-store retail experience and the extension of hospitality to customers. Can you explain how this value drives the way Snack Food operates?
Well, store experience, service is something is our core, you know, is what we do best, you know, even from the onset of Snack Food. I never see ourselves as a retail business or a trading business. In fact, I call it, we're in a retail hospitality business. And at the very earlier part, at the onset of the success of business, is we know why we do well is because our service is gold standard. You know, people come here and they feel comfortable. They don't feel persuaded. We create a store strategy that allows them to discover and explore on their own. And I put a priority on being very intuitive on customer service.
So what can customers expect to experience when they visit the store?
I think I would like them to walk out with a sense of delight. And when they come in, I would like them to feel, oh, this is surprising. What is this? This is the experience of shopping at Snack Food. I actually like to compare this to going to a mall. This is my personal experience. I'm not a mall person. And our malls in KL seems to be growing bigger and bigger in square feet every day. So I make my trip to the mall like maybe twice a year, you know, like a real nice browsing shopping time. And every time I leave the mall, I feel exhausted. I feel drained. And I feel like a whole bunch of negative energy in me, you know? And that's something that I don't think about, but I thought about recently when I left the mall recently. And I also think about how people feel when they leave Snack Food's door. And I like them to leave with a sense of delight. You know, they feel lighter. They feel like they spent a short time at peace, soaking in the good stuff.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking to Adeline Chung, founder and creative director of Snack Food. We'll be right back after the break. BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Open for Business. I'm Alia Zafri, and today I'm speaking to Adeline Chung, founder and creative director of Snack Food, about her journey in curating her gift shop business. So Adeline, I've seen that Snack Food's organized a few workshops and events recently. Tell me about them.
Oh, this year, the latest workshop, I call it special projects because workshop is pretty much, you know, people coming together to do something. But I call them collaborations of special projects. Like, for example, the recent one we had is with Bungkus, which is a sustainable startup that turns soft plastics into wearable items and functional items. And that was quite nice because, you know, that is something that a very topical point to make about how we can go on to upcycle and get into the whole circular economy. The recent one that I'm doing right now currently is called Photo Studio. I work with a upcoming artist who actually had done her own project of archiving Malaysian women in a very old-fashioned context of how photographs were taken. And I replicate that into our studio and make that a live experience for our customers. So these two are the recent collaborations and special projects that we're doing.
Why is building a sense of community important for you and for Snack Food as a business venture?
I didn't mean to. It's not our core mission. It wasn't our core mission to begin with, to build a community. But I guess Snack Food being a lifestyle store, not a consumer store, we're able to, you know, we like to explore on lifestyle projects, and hence the selected ones that we do tend to attract the like-minded people. Hence, that's how the community grows. Why is it important? Of course, it's important because they are your natural advocate for the brand. Because you know, we don't go into influential. I don't work the business into influential marketing or paid marketing. So for running this for 13 years based on a community word of mouth, it's almost like gold standard to me. Like, okay, this is, it feels good to grow organically.
Just now I asked you how Snack Food's changed since the reopening, but I also like to know, what changes have you personally gone through yourself throughout this period of transition as a business owner?
I am definitely more mindful of what we release in the store. During the whole pandemic, I see so much things that's going on, so much waste, so much produce, and hence so much trash in the retail global context. So when I restarted Snack Food, I kind of make up my mind that, you know, I want to sell less things, but more meaningful things to me. So when you come to the store today, compared to the one in Telawi, you will see the edit of the store is a lot tighter and much lesser than what it used to be. So putting whatever out there and making sure that it's not wasted and itself is really important to me. And that's something that I learned during the pandemic, not to, you know, create more waste to the world.
So what advice would you give to people who are looking to start over?
I don't know how many people get to start over again, you know. So this is something that I thought about it before. You know, you can start, you can end, but to be given a second life to start over and keep going is it's an amazing feeling. And I would say that one thing I realized is that nothing has changed, but everything is different. You know, like, you know, you can still have your own system, your own process, but you're doing it at a different time. So be prepared for that change as well, that transition. That you expect that everything's going to be the same, but the time has changed everyone and everything. So basically, I think it's I take this as ground zero for me. Even though we have a head start of the support and the brand strength and all that, but I take it as a head start.
What plans do you have to expand Snack Food in the future?
Snack Food is pretty much a part of my life, my personal life. I thought about three things. I think this is what I want to do in the next 10 years. And then I realized that, I'm actually planning my life in every 10 years. So I definitely want to leverage on our house brand that we are creating right now to collaborate with more overseas retailers and artists. And that's how that kind of experience I would like to, you know, get more to do. I'm also on an advisory role, a curating role for a iconic hotel gift shop. Yeah, I just took on this project. It's been 2 months. It's in Penang. And it's something on my checklist, on my bucket list before pandemic, is to, you know, work on a gift shop and in the hotel industry, in the travel industry. And so I was given this opportunity recently and I'm really enjoying it. And I think moving forward, I would like to take Snack Food in the next advisory career to be a curator or a retail consultant for hotel gift shops. And I would like to publish a picture book about Snack Food one day in the next 10 years.
And as the business expands further, how are you planning to ensure that Snack Food maintains its, you know, sense of community and originality?
That's a good question about growth. Yeah. You know, for the longest time that I've run Snack Food, this is now 13 year, I've never thought about expanding my business to a second shop, a third shop, or being big. So at any time in my team, it's not more than 5 people. And that's how I like to work this business. So to ensure that everything is intimate, purposeful, and at its core value as what it was when we first started.
What would you like to leave us with?
I wish to leave a legacy that a small gift shop actually did exist. And that it has set the standards for more thoughtful retailing in the future. And that's what Snack Food can do.
Adeline, thank you for speaking with me today. That was Adeline Chung, founder and creative director of Snack Food, talking to me about her journey of curating her business venture and how she's made it through the challenges of the pandemic. And that's all we have for today. I'm Alia Zafri, and you've been listening to a special edition of Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.